Farewell, My Lovely, by Raymond Chandler. Dramatized for radio by Bill Morrison. With Ed Bishop as Philip Marlowe. Farewell, My Lovely. California, 1939.
It was one of those mixed blocks over on Central Avenue, the blocks that are not yet all Negro. I had just come out of a three-chair barber shop where an agency thought a relief barber named Demetrius Aliadis might be working. It was a small matter. His wife said she was willing to spend a little money to have him come home. I never found him, but Mrs. Aliadis never paid me any money either. Outside the barbershop, a man was standing looking up at the neon sign of a second-floor dine and dice emporium called Florian's. Slim, quiet Negroes passed up and down the street and stared at him. He was worth looking at. He was a big man, but not more than 6 feet 5 inches tall and not wider than a beer truck. He wore a Borsellino hat, a rough gray sports coat with white golf balls for buttons, a brown shirt, a yellow tie and show handkerchief. There were a couple of colored feathers tucked into the band of his hat, but he didn't really need them.